Eagle 98.1, The Rock Station. Got a special guest in studio with me this afternoon in Miss Melanie Hebert. Thanks for joining us on Eagle today.
Michelle, thanks so much for having me. I love listening to your show.
Thank you. Well, you are with the Baton Rouge Ballet Theater now, and you guys have your next concert series kicking off this weekend at the Manship. Why don't you tell us about it?
Now, you might remember I gave pedophores to you and to the other partners here at
Guarantee. Thank you very much. My husband loved those. My kids loved those. I don't think I was here when you dropped them off, but I told somebody to write in red marker Michelle Southern in all caps because they will get stolen here at the radio station.
I knew the way to the media's heart is through food.
It is, and without question.
Yeah. So the reason why I thought of pedophores is because we have four shows this season. That's abnormal. The Baton Rouge Ballet Theater hasn't had four shows in one season in about 15 years. Mm-hmm. So the season kicks off this weekend. It's this Sunday with a performing company that we are bringing in from Jackson, Mississippi. It's a world-renowned Christian ballet company. And it started in the mid-80s. It's called Ballet Magnificat. And they're coming in to perform The Scarlet Cord. It's at the Manship Theater, Shaw Center for the Performing Arts, at 2 and at 7 p.m. And this is really interesting. Because remember the show I Love Lucy?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Of course.
The kid, Little Ricky, remember Little Ricky from I Love Lucy? Well, the guy who played Little Ricky is actually from Lafayette. His name is Keith Thibodeau. And he married a professional ballerina, award-winning professional ballerina, Kathy Thibodeau. And the two of them founded this company. And they decided they wanted to spread the word of Jesus Christ through dance. And so they started traveling all over the world. They are critically acclaimed, and we're bringing them right here to Baton Rouge. So that's this Sunday. That's kicking off our season. Then, of course, we have the Nutcracker in December, which I know you know, T-Bob Hebert is performing in it this year.
So T-Bob performing in the Nutcracker, tell me, first of all, when you told me that, I was not surprised at all. But how did that come about?
So it's funny because we were setting up for Broadway at the ballet, at the Baton Rouge Ballet Theater Dancers Workshop. And I was talking to Molly Bookman, the artistic director. Mm-hmm. And she's been the artistic director, she and Sharon Matthews, for almost 5 decades now. They're retiring this year. So it's a special year. So I was talking to her and I said, you know, you really should go on one of the sports talk shows. You should go on, talk to T-Bob and Jay Castor about the LSU football players taking ballet, because she actually taught ballet to Derek Stingley and a group of them, and the coach would come in, and she's got some great stories. I said it would expose us to a whole new audience who would be interested in that. And she said, it's funny you should say that, because my husband, Fred Bookman, has been saying that we should have T-Bob in the Nutcracker, in the party scene, for years.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that we had a spot open this year. It's a very special role to play. There's several party scene characters. And of course, it's this big production, the Nutcracker Tale from the Bayou at the Baton Rouge River Center. And so I just reached out to him on text message, and he responded with the most awesome response he could have sent. It said, Melanie, I just asked if he would be interested. I told him we were interested in talking to him about it. He said, Melanie, this is the text I've been waiting for my entire life. And he told me a story about when he was in Atlanta and he saw the Nutcracker.
How
and he's
funny.
Been fantasizing about being in it ever since then.
That's hilarious. So the Nutcracker is coming. When does that start?
That's December 16th and 17th at the Baton Rouge River Center. Tickets are on sale now. And then you could also buy, if you're interested in the show this weekend, or we're bringing in another company called Palabolas, a little more risque, in March. And then in April, we're doing Cinderella. So you can choose between 3 or 4 shows. If you want season tickets, you can save some money and get the best seats. And you can pick between or among all 4 of those shows, or you can buy them individually.
And where do we do that?
That is batonrougeballet.org, or you can call 225-766-8379.
Melanie Hebert today with the Baton Rouge Ballet Theater. We appreciate you joining us on Eagle, exposing an entirely different audience also to ballet. But it was an absolute pleasure. Best of luck to y'all.
Thanks so much for your support of the arts.